We are 25 lines down from the top on Tezayin Amud Beis. Just a really quick Gemara to recap what we did before. The discussion the Gemara had was the halachic status of a chaya gasa is a wild, large animal, an undomesticated animal. Is that considered like a behemah gasa with regards to sale? Are you allowed to sell it to an idolater or not? We had machlokas Rav Chanan and Rav, and the conclusion was a tiyufta de Rav Chanan, following Rav's approach that a chaya gasa has the halachic status of a behemah gasa for selling, and you are not, which means you're not allowed to sell a chaya gasa. Now the Gemara continues along the same lines. Very quick Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira, ki havinan bei Rav Yehuda. When I was by Rav Yehuda, Amar Lan, he said to us, Gemiru minoy hamilsa demigavra Rabbi Shmueli. I learned something from a great person that I heard it from. V'lo yadana imei Rav imei Shmuel. But I don't remember whether I heard it from Rav or Shmuel. Rashi points out that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. So he doesn't remember who he learned this from, but it was one of the two. Chaya gasa harehi ki behemah daka lepirchos. He remembers learning that a chaya gasa has the halachic status of a behemah daka with regards to pirchos, which we mentioned before. The idea of pirchos is that in order to determine that an animal didn't die before the shechita, you need to see a sign. So the pirchos was the ability for the animal to move its hind leg forward and then back again. If the animal was able to be mefarches, then we assume that the animal was killed because of the shechita and not for any other reason, and therefore the animal would be kosher. So says Shmuel, a chaya gasa has the same halachic standard as a behemah daka with regards to pirchos, so that a chaya gasa, a wild, large animal, has to be able to extend its leg and back in order to be considered kosher after the shechita. Ki asoy lekorkina, ashkachte lebravchia bar ashi, V'yasif ka'amar mishmei deShmuel chaya gasa hareike behemah daka lepirchos amina shmamina mishmei deShmuel idmar. So he then thought to say, well, with Rav Chiya, when he got to Korkina, he saw Rav Chiya making the same teaching that a chaya gasa is like a behemah daka, and he attributed it to Shmuel. So he said, oh, well, then I thought it was Shmuel's opinion. However, ki asoy lesura, ashkachte l'rava bar yirmiya, d'yasev ikamar le'mishmei d'rav, chaya gasa reiki behemah daka, l'pirchos, amina shmamina, itmar, mishmei d'rav, itmar mishmei d'shmuel. So now you see that there's another tradition in Surah that a chaya gasa has the halachic status of a behemah daka for pirchos, and that's attributed to Rav's opinion. So who is it? Is it Rav or is it Shmuel that made this statement? So the Gemara says, Kislikas Lahasam, when he went to when Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte L'Rav Asi, D'Yasevik Amar, Amar of Chama Bar Guria, Mishmei D'Rav, Chaya Gasa Rei Kebehemet Daka L'Pirchos. He taught also in the name of Rav that a Chaya Gasa has the halachic status of a Behemet Daka. But there's one problem with that statement. He said it's Rav Chama Bar Guria Mishmei D'Rav. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Amri Le, so he said to him, V'lo Savar, they said to Rav Yehuda, V'lo Savar La Mar Deman Mar D'Shmaisa Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. What isn't the story that Rabba Bar Yirmiyah is who he saw who was quoting Rav, not Rav Chama Bar Guria? So let's get the tradition, the transmission correct. Amr Le, Pasya Uchma, it's a blackened vessel. You're making a mistake. You're not being, don't take literally as a blackened vessel. It means you're not focusing. From both of us, you'll be able to get the proper transmission. What do you mean? It marnami, Amr Rav Zera, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Bar Yirmiyah, Amr Rav Chama Bar Guria, Amr Rav. So the transition, the ruling is that a chaya gasa has a halachic status of a behemah daka with regards to making sure the animal is kosher, with regards to being mefarches. But the transmission is as follows: it was Rav Asi in the name of Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, in the name of Rab. So that's how the transmission ran. It started with Rab Bar Yirmiyah, then went to Rab Chama Bar Guria, then to Rav. But bottom line from this Gemara, Achaya Daka, we saw earlier, has the, with regards to Mechira, we paskin like Rav, and you're not allowed to sell it because it has the halachic status of a Behema Gasa, but with regards to Pirchus, it has the halachic status of a Behema Daka, and that transmission was made ultimately in the name of Rav and not Shmuel.